SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The last living American hostage held in Gaza, Eden Alexander, is set to be released by Hamas today.
The announcement follows direct talks between Hamas and the U.S. administration in recent days in Qatar and comes ahead of a visit by President Trump to the region, which starts on Tuesday. Hamas said it was ready to negotiate a final deal for the end of the war in Gaza, a condition that has been repeatedly rejected by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
That report from the BBC. U.S. and Chinese officials say they have reached a deal to roll back most of their recent tariffs and call a 90-day pause so they can keep talking to resolve trade disputes. Trump administration officials say the U.S. has agreed to drop its 145% tariff rate on Chinese goods down to 30%. And stock futures are, or stocks now, after the opening bell, are up sharply. Ukraine accuses Russia of an overnight drone attack, while Ukrainian President Zelensky hopes for peace talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin this week.
There has been no response from the Kremlin on the overnight drone blitz. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a Sunday night video address he hopes for a ceasefire with Russia and challenges Vladimir Putin to meet him for face-to-face talks in Turkey this week. He says, I'll be in Turkey this Thursday, May 15, and I expect Putin to come to Turkey as well, personally, and I hope that this time Putin won't be looking for excuses as to why he can't make it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump could soon receive a luxury jumbo jet as a gift from Qatar. ABC News reports Donald Trump wants to use the aircraft as Air Force One while in office before transferring ownership to his Presidential Library Foundation. This is SRN News. The countdown has begun to the European Congress on Evangelism. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The first one took place in 1966. The last one was in 2000. Representatives from 56 European countries and territories are due in Berlin on May 27th to discuss how better to spread the gospel in the fast-changing 21st century. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is the host, and Franklin Graham will be front and center. The theme of this Congress is Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Jewish owner of a jewelry store in Tunisia has been hospitalized after an axe attack on the island where Africa's oldest synagogue is located. The attack comes days before Jewish pilgrims are expected for a Jewish holiday. Across the island and at a 26-century-old synagogue, Jews welcome thousands each year. This is SRN News. Pope Leo XIV delivered his first Sunday blessing from St. Peter's Basilica, speaking in Italian yesterday.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona domenica.
This New Yorker was in St. Peter's Square for that blessing.
It's a thrill to be here in order to pray for the Holy Father, to be with the crowd that's supporting him with our prayers, to wish him well, and we look forward to his papacy.
President Trump is moments away from signing an executive order that, if implemented, could bring down the costs of some medications. The order that Donald Trump is promising to sign today will direct the Department of Health and Human Services to tie what Medicare pays for medications administered in a doctor's office to the lowest price paid by other countries, a significantly lower price. More details at srnnews.com.